All right, we are wrapping up day one of the Super Mega Colossal broadcast powered by Subaru at Emerald Desert RV Resort. And Dennis Lloyd just got here.
What's up?
Welcome.
Thank you.
You said you just got to like the festival too, right?
Yeah.
You haven't even gone in yet.
No.
Well, you've never been to Coachella?
Never.
Oh, you're in for a good surprise. It's a good surprise.
Yeah, okay. Looking forward.
I'm sure you've seen like a lot of like pictures and like videos and stuff online, right?
Of course.
It's one of those situations where it looks so big online and then you get in and somehow it's bigger and you're like, what is going on?
I can't wait to see it.
And you're playing this weekend too, which is even wilder. Are you super stoked?
Yeah, of course. You can tell.
I mean, you're not till Sunday, so you have a little bit of time to
to adjust,
charge up
to see,
and get hyped and see everything, kind of assess and see what the vibe is. But it's going to be a good one for sure. And like, this has been a crazy week for you. You put out an EP last week.
Yeah, just put out my EP, Accident. It's doing good. Just started the Never Go Back tour. Just came here from San Francisco last night. It was just wild.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did the start of the tour go?
My trumpet got stolen.
Oh, I read that. Okay, first of all, can we talk about this? How does somebody walk out with a trumpet?
I have no idea.
If you're out there, whoever took it, like, I'm just curious. Like, I honestly just want to know how you get out with a trumpet.
No idea. But yeah, shit happens.
Did you get another trumpet?
Just replacements, but today I'm going to get a new one.
Okay. As long as you figured it out.
Yeah.
Still, honestly, like, a crazy start, but it can only go up from here. Just keep an eye on that trumpet because apparently it's a very hot commodity.
I'm looking for it on eBay.
Are you?
Yeah. Didn't find anything.
What are you going to do if you find it?
I'm going to pay for it. What can I do?
You're going to pay for your own trumpet.
Fuck.
Oh, man. Well, like on an upside, like I said, EP just came out. We were jamming to it earlier. One of our weekend DJs actually texted us and was like, dude, like that EP slaps. It's so good. Dope. Like, I'm so excited to see this interview. So like, we've been pretty stoked on it all day. What's your favorite track on it?
I would say Aura, like the first track out of it. I love playing it like live. It's very strong in the shows. I'm going to play it actually in my set on Coachella.
Ooh, yeah. Giving us a little taste already. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, just like kind of generally speaking, like what is this EP kind of like about?
So basically, do you know the song I wrote called Nevermind?
Of course.
So yeah, I wrote this song about my ex. Like I lived in Bangkok and I met someone, like a beautiful Colombian girl, and I fell in love. And then I wrote Nevermind and we spent like, I don't know, almost 2 years together. And then, I don't know, a few days after we broke up, I wrote Never Go Back, which is the single out of the EP. And the whole EP is about like the phases I've experienced like after the breakup, you know, post breakup. And it took me like, I don't know, 6 to 8 months to really recover from it. And now it's like, I feel like it's a full piece, you know, and I called it Accident because that's how I felt, like exactly like that.
And is it one of those things where like kind of writing helped you get through it?
Of course.
And helped you kind of like shut that door and feel like, okay, this is final,
exactly,
right?
That's closure.
Okay, that's, I mean, I was going to say like, because I was listening, I was like, this is totally a breakup EP. Like, and I think that that's so interesting because everybody gets over breakups in different ways. Now, if somebody doesn't write music and like is not a musician, how would you recommend getting through a bad break?
Adopt a dog. I got two after the breakup.
Are the dogs in the Never Go Back video your dogs?
Yes.
Those are your dogs?
Celebrity dogs, baby.
Celebrity dogs. Mm-hmm. What are their names?
Bono and Luna.
Oh, they're cute.
They are.
Are they? They're not here with you.
No,
are they?
I wish.
You and a lot of other people, I'm sure, wish that they had their dogs.
I know.
They're very, very cute, though.
Thank you.
We'll exchange pictures of our pets after this.
I know.
No, I believe me. Like, I'm very curious now because I didn't know that those were your dogs. So I'm like,
really?
Ee. And so the other thing that I was going to say, your hair is different. Your hair is shorter.
Yeah.
Where did it go? What did you do with your hair?
I had to cut it. That's it. It's a new phase, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why you did not? you did the thing post breakup where you cut your hair.
Exactly.
But it turned out well for you. It does not always turn out well for people.
You like?
I do. It looks awesome.
Thank you.
And I'm sure it has to be a lot easier to maintain too.
Yeah, like hotel shampoos are not easy to maintain long hair, you know.
Going back up for a second, and I almost kind of punked myself, so I have to ask, because it was April 1st, you posted a picture on Instagram captioned, "I'm not single anymore."
Yeah.
Is it a prank? Am I gullible?
No, it's a prank.
It's a prank? All right.
Never go back.
Well, you've got dogs, so.
That's it. That's
all you need. Are you on any dating apps or anything?
Mm-mm.
No?
Nothing.
I was going to ask what your Tinder bio was.
No, I don't have Tinder.
If you did. Honestly, you could just put, like, "I have two dogs," and that right there is enough to put
I would
people
just
in.
Put, like, a picture of them, and that's it.
That would get you, honestly, so many swipes. That's if it. You ever do decide to download Tinder, that's your in right there.
Sounds good.
And are you, like, are you excited for your set at Coachella? Are you getting a little bit of the jitters, or how you feeling?
I'm very excited to see how it goes, you know? Like, it's a fun show. We have, like, a cool set ahead. After yesterday in San Francisco, we just, like, we are ready for it, you know? It was a crazy show. Wild.
Well, we are very ready to see it. Sunday, 4:35, Mojave. That's actually, like, one of my favorite areas in the festival, too. So that's going to be a really cool place to be. If you're at Coachella watching this, don't miss out. Sunday, if you're coming weekend two on Sunday, 4:35, Mojave. And we've got more Super Mega Colossal broadcasts coming at you tomorrow. We've got a pretty stacked lineup, so make sure that you are here for that.